This is Smoke Break Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Smoke Break Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Mr. Dabber, aka 559 Dabber. I am here with the podcast crew of the year. We are the new regime of the new Smoke Break Podcast of 2020. You might hear different hosts back in the day that were first started, but they're no longer with us. And today, we're just going to do an introduction on who all of us are here that are working with the new Smoke Out Podcast. And I'd like to begin with the boss man himself, Mr. George.
What's up, everybody? I guess I'm the designated boss man of today.
AKA boss man. That's the nickname I'm giving you.
Oh, thanks.
So you're saying there's multiple bosses? There's more than was?
You're a boss in your world. You're a boss in your world. You're a boss in your world.
Who's the boss boss? So who's the main boss?
Usually it's
Trump.
Yeah. Usually it's the
vote
guy.
No on Trump 2020. Thanks for those checks, though.
It's political, boy. Boy.
So let's go around and introduce ourselves to everybody. Like,
my name is D. I'll be one of your guys' hosts. I've hosted a few of these so far, and it'll be a good time to talk with everybody. And I can't wait to see what the future holds with this. You know, this is a good platform, and there's not too many platforms that a lot of people want to listen to. And this is definitely one of those. So I'm very, very privileged to be a part of it. I'm blessed.
Yeah, Damien, it's Mo. People call me Mo. Sound engineer. You know, started this with you guys.
Yeah.
And it's cool because we're going to offer something that's it's different because we've already had a wide variety of guests. And that's what we're going to be offering people. This is where they can learn stuff, education stuff around cannabis, education stuff around what's going on in politics, and get people informed around that. And also just regular entertainment stuff, music, art, film. So that's what
politics,
everything that it's all going
to
be
shit that matters
fused
to
together
us.
in this platform, in this, you know, what we set up here, and we have a cool ass spot to do it. We're going to have cameras soon, and people will be able to see our shows, and we're going to be offering people that other options.
Right. And to have an actual podcast room, you know, to be able to come and sit in here. Like, I've never, you know, been able to
Fire Town
mini podcast areas. You know, there's not that many. Most people are just doing it in their houses, out their computer, you know.
So I'll introduce myself. I'm Michael. I go by The Breakfast on Instagram. I'm just here to add and contribute into the podcast, bringing up, you know, relevant, accurate information. It's going along with everyone on the political and all the new stuff coming about in the cannabis industry. A lot of the new trends are coming about. Yeah, just here to add in and make sure it flows right.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I've noticed. I think we've done more podcasts than the first crew even did.
Yeah. Well, my first crew, props to them and shit, man. Justin and William. They came through, they did their thing. But, you know, we were kind of winging in a lot of stuff.
Of course.
We were winging that shit, like,
don't we wing life sometimes, you know? Like,
yeah,
it's especially in this time right now where, you know, other than the Smoke Break Podcast, we're also building the CBD and Hemp Warehouse. Two locations.
Yeah.
We're working on other activations with 420 College, you know?
And the Fireball license.
And the Fireball license.
Firetown Cannabis.
You know, this we're announcing it to the world right now that, you know, we're working on a dispensary, a real-life legal dispensary for the folks in Fireball. You know, that's a whole nether conversation to follow through and, you know, to talk about. But I don't think at this time, till we get more information.
We'll break into that stuff little by little. There's a whole lot of shit going on. Just barely made a worldwide announcement about my damage claim against the city of L.A.
I just saw that.
I just saw that.
You know what I mean? How much was that for?
$20 million, bro. I want my money, dog. I'm like, you know what? I want my money. You can keep your license. You can do whatever you want. Give me my money, assholes. 11 years in business. All of a sudden, I don't have enough experience. Really? What the fuck?
And that's L.A. County. You know, L.A. County is... If you gotta be buddy buddies with everybody out there, or if not, you ain't gonna get shit.
Apparently,
you know, and it's becoming like that here in Fresno County too.
Sure, dude.
You know, even though as Fresno is progressing into new things, you know, they're also not allowing new things to happen.
No, they just like what's going on in the political climate here now. It's like, I don't know, are they keeping us safe, or are they trying to put us out of business? Which one are they trying to do? I can't figure that part out. Kim Jong Newsom, that was a dope one. I wouldn't call him Trump Newsom, but he don't got that much balls. Trump, that motherfucker got balls. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
To go out there like the way they can hate his ass all you want to. I do. You know what I'm saying? I'll be making public and let people know I hate his ass. But motherfucker does go out there and talk shit to a whole lot of people, and no one can do shit about it. Not a goddamn soul can do shit about it. Like, what? What are you going to do? You know, when he first started campaigning, he was like, I'm going to stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and steal out my supporters. Yep. Well, that's been proven to be true.
Right. Yeah.
He didn't really shoot anybody, but he damn near did everything else except for that. Like, all right, erase all that shit from the podcast.
So let's rewind this, okay? So let's go back to Fireball. Okay, let's go back to what we got going on. So Fireball.
We're moving to Fireball.
Say that again?
We're moving to Fireball.
I might as well, bro. Hey, you guys ever been out there? They got a cool, like, little rodeo grounds.
We were trying to do an event out there
a couple years ago,
That's a cool spot.
They got a nice little river going through it. They do have a nice river. It's dope, bro.
I think if we do start the initiative of what we're doing with Fireball, with everything we're doing, I wouldn't mind moving out there and just seeing the ground breaking to where the development all happens. Because after we do something, you already know people are going to come.
You already know, bro.
You
want the people to love you. You have to establish a connection with the people from the town so that they connect with the company. You know, you want them, or they see these guys live in Fireball. That builds relationship. For a little while, you know.
To be honest with you, I wouldn't mind living out there. It ain't Mendota.
No, it ain't really Mendota.
I drove through Mendota once, bro. Actually, not through. I went to apply for a license out there, too. But we got screwed out there by Axiom Group. I promised them $6 million, but haven't given them shit yet. Bro, they barely got their first McDonald's. You know, they barely...
Mendota
did, wow. Yeah. Like, a couple years ago, barely got their first McDonald's. But... Bro, the crime rate, what was it? It was rated like America's worst city or something. Was it last year or some shit? I was like, what the fuck? That's what happened. You know, and we see a little bit of Mendota politics in Fresno. You know, we do. I'm going to talk shit on you.
What year was that, if you don't mind me asking? That was like Mendota.
Bro, that was last year. That was 20.
Mendota's always on the news.
That was 2019.
The year Axiom bid you out.
2019. Okay. June, yeah, that was around.
So next month June. Will be 1 year.
Next month, yeah, it'll be 1 year since they beat us out for that one license. You know.
What have they done? Do you know anything that they've done? Have they broke ground? Have they?
They haven't done the soil? Squat. They haven't given the city of Mendota not a dollar. They haven't given them shit except a whole lot of empty promises. They didn't pay for a license either, bro. They haven't done jack squat, nada, 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 at all. for the city of Mendota or anybody. They haven't created a single job. But hey, guess what they did though? They did beat us out for that license. They made us look like shit. They made me sit there and wonder my life, you know, rethink my life. What the hell am I doing over here? I'm going back to McDonald's. I'm going to get me a job as a cashier. I'm like, fuck all this.
My boy's just going to have right here. Bro. Like, with this whole, you know, with this dispensaries and stuff like that, and I'm seeing it from firsthand. And I'm going to thank you for introducing me to this shit. Because, you know, as a designer in the marijuana world.
You talking shit, fool? No, are you talking shit?
No, I'm telling you straight out. Because no real shit, I never knew that there was so much, not red tape, but bullshit.
Politics, yeah.
That you have to go through just to open a dispensary to give money to the city that's going to be.
To create jobs.
Yeah.
To create jobs.
And it's crazy. Like, if I was running a city, right, mm-hmm. and a person's all like, hey, I want to open a dispensary and I want to create jobs.
Yeah.
First thing I'm going to ask is, when are you going to open? Yeah. How much? And how many people are you going to hire for my city?
Period.
That's what they should be thinking.
They don't
about.
Do that with any other industry, though. If you want to go build roofs, yeah. If you want to go fucking work on cars, come show me where you want
to
open.
When it comes to the cannabis industry, it's a whole different world, bro. I feel like we're not even part of America. I feel like we don't even live in this planet when it comes to cannabis business. Complete. It's 100%. I mean, it's way different. Yeah. You know what I mean? In America, and it makes you feel like you don't even live in America anymore.
Do you think weed would ever get to the point where beer is at? Like, to that common place?
Like, weed already is level? There. Like, damn near everybody smokes weed. Right. Everybody uses weed in some kind of way. I mean, whether you're using it. And I had to educate the California Department of Food and Agriculture the other day, because I was calling and asking them for a hemp license. And this guy, you know, he's trying to, I'm telling him it's cannabis. And he's like, well, it's not cannabis, it's hemp. I'm like, but hemp is cannabis. Cannabis is cannabis. Well, you know, you can't grow the other type of cannabis. I'm like, okay, what you're referring to is marijuana. Okay, the THC marijuana. I go, but as far as cannabis goes, hemp is cannabis. Marijuana, quote unquote, is cannabis. Marijuana is just a derogatory term that the government dubbed it with to make, you know, to say this is what this is. But it's all cannabis.
Right.
It's the same thing. So everybody uses it in some way, shape, or form. I mean, they sell. Here's another fucked up thing. They sell CBD products in Walmart. Yeah. And Walmart has banking and credit card processing and so on and so forth.
But they got their hemp seed oil and everything on the shelf selling like hotcakes.
Like hotcakes. But you, Mike, and you, D, you guys want to go sell this shit. Guess what? You can't have banking. You can't have credit card processing.
Right.
You guys are basically this quote-unquote, you know, this other black industry or something.
They treat it like you're trying to bank with, you know, selling drugs, illegal, illicit. You know, it's like this is a federally legal substance, you know.
Well, it's federally legal. It's internationally legal. Matter of fact, CBD.
Yep. They just shipped out from Australia to England for the first time.
Right. You can ship CBD products all over the world. But for some reason, we still have to live with this stigma. And as soon as it comes to this, we live in a whole completely different planet. So will it ever change? Not unless some rich owners of this country can figure out a way to stop throwing people in jail to make money. Because as long as they're throwing people in jail to make money, they're always going to fucking keep this shit in underground just so... So for-profit prisons, just how easy it is
labor.
To find a goddamn pothead and throw his ass in jail and make money off of him.
Right, because everyone smokes. Everyone uses pot.
And going further into it now, you look at all the textile stuff they're doing out of hemp, you know. Hemp rope is coming back. I mean, it's been in the maritime for years because it doesn't, you know, stretch when wet, but... It's growing huge into clothing and products going about. I see a lot of reusable bags and stuff going on.
School papers.
Hemp pencils. Everything, bro. They make hempcrete. You guys heard of hempcrete? Hemp concrete. They make houses with that,
right,
too.
Right now, I was looking on, what was it, last night? They're making, out of the pigment of hemp, they're making ink out of it.
So biodegradable hemp ink. Hemp ink.
Isn't that crazy? What other plant do you know that you can have so many different uses?
Thank you for listening to Smoke Break Podcast. This episode was brought to you by the CBD and Hemp Warehouse. For the premium selection of CBD flower and products, go to cbdandhempwarehouse.com.